to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brain. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brain.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. I'm calling you from America's finest city, San Diego, California, and I'm going to talk to the women right now. Women, are you overwhelmed and challenged by everyday life? Well, I have Veronica Hislop. She is the CEO and founder of Empowered Solutions. She works with female entrepreneurs who find themselves stressed and overwhelmed with the challenges of everyday life. This includes, but is not limited to, grief, bereavement, relationship breakdown, parenting, caregiving issues, work-life balance struggles, the whole shebang. In addition to that, Veronica is a trained family therapist and trauma counselor with a master's degree in social work. But I think that's a part of sociology. I'll get clarification. And in addition to that, she's a Toastmaster. She knows how to present and talk. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her here to the tip of the edge so that she can help us when we're overwhelmed, challenged, and feeling stressed. Welcome to the Edge, Veronica. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you so much. My brains are so happy to have you here because that is one of the challenges that women are facing and have been facing since the turn of time. Stress, being overwhelmed, doing too much, being unbalanced, and not knowing when to pull the plug, reach out, and ask for help. But that is your field of expertise. I want to start a little bit with your formal training as a therapist and trauma, because I think that's really going to set the stage for the work that you're doing now as far as coaching and counseling women. Can you tell us where it all began for you?
Well, I've been in the business for well over 20 years, and it's been a journey. I mean, where I started is not where I am right now, and because I've kept changing different things that I do, and I've consistently worked with women, but also families and men as well. I mean, 30% of my clients right now are actually men. So even though my niche clients are women, but I found myself working in a job that was draining me, even though I was supposed to be giving to other people. The nature of the work that I was doing was not sustaining me. And I remember going to a meeting and I looked around and I thought, oh my God, we are all supposed to be providing counseling services to people, and we look awful. We look terrible. We look haggard. We look drained.
I'm sorry, I mean, you say we look awful.
We did. And I thought, oh my God, this is not a good environment. And my contract was ending, and I thought, you know what, I was dragging myself, and I was seeing clients back to back, and the expectations of the company was just piling on more. And I thought, no, this is not good. And I just knew that I needed to revamp and get out of that and do something else. And because people were not getting the best of me, and I didn't want to continue to do work like in that way.
Right. And, you know, again, when you're dealing with people's personal issues, it's like a massage therapist or like a doctor or a holistic doctor. You're taking on that energy. It's filling up your space. It's consuming you.
Absolutely.
And so I was so glad that you were able to look around the room and recognize that this is no longer serving me. And so with that, you decide to forge ahead and create this great career in coaching women that are experiencing the same thing. How did that all get started?
Well, you know, we live in the real world, and things happen. And so I was in this really not-so-healthy job. And then, of course, the universe sends me, within a six-week time frame, I became a caregiver to two family members, both who were mentally impaired and physically disabled. And my life turned upside down. Excuse me. And I found myself one day waking up thinking that I was having a heart attack, having all of the 911 responders coming traipsing through my door, only to find out that, you know, it wasn't a heart attack. It was actually an anxiety panic attack. And that was a wake-up, shake-up call for me. Veronica, you know, what's happening in your life? You know, you need to take a look at where you're going. You need to drastically turn things around. So, and I think that's where it all started and started for me. You know, how do I get back on track? How do I reclaim my life and get back in control?
Right.
And, yeah.
So working with women has really kind of, like you say, been your niche market. What are some of your strategies? What are some of your turnkey approaches to, number one, recognizing when you need help, and then two, asking for help, and then three, being able to have those things in your arsenal so that you can one day be able to help yourself?
Well, when you have emergency responders traipsing through your home, that's a wake-up call. But I think before even that, recognizing, you know, the thing for me, what I've really discovered is really working with energy, and really I know we talk about work-life balance, but to me, sometimes when we think about work-life balance, we can get ourselves into more difficulties because, you know, we're not doing, I should be, you know, focusing on family, but, well, you got to focus on work right now because you're launching a program. So we get into the guilt trip. But for me, it is really about the continuum of replenishing energy and push energy and knowing where I am on that continuum. And, you know, stopping and asking myself, okay, where is my energy right now? And do I need to replenish? And really, and I kind of live with an 80-20% rule. 80% of my energy needs to be replenished energy, and 20% is push. So I know that when I get up in the mornings, one of the things I've started to do now is to swim on a regular basis. And I usually get to the pool at about 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, I live in Canada, and you know how cold and windy.
Girl, I can only imagine.
But you know, if on a
my tears would make icicles.
Day.
Yes, I've been there. You know, I used to work there. I know it gets cold.
So, you know, on a frosty day below zero, and the swimming pool is calling, but my bed is saying, honey, no, stay. Mm. This is the place you need to be. So that is when I know that is when I need to be in push energy. I know that's when I need that. Those motivation videos, Les Brown and Tony Robbins, you know, you got to get yourself, you got to grind, you got to push.
Right.
I know I need that. That's when I need to be in push energy. But the rest of the time, it's replenish energy. And that is finding my own systems of support. And I call them not support systems, systems of support that you scatter throughout your day. And I've learned that I work in 1.5-hour increments. So every 90 minutes, I get up and I do 10 minutes of a system of support. And that could be watching a comedy show for 10 minutes. It could be jump rope for 10 minutes. It could be playing with the dog. It could be sitting down in my favorite chair with a cup of tea in my favorite cup. It could be, you know, just tinkling on the piano for 10 minutes. But every 90 minutes, I have to change my physiology. And I have a timer on my desk. I put it on, and I stick to it. So for some, you know, and that really works for me. And so, and I think, you know, we can get overwhelmed with this this whole idea of, well, I've got it now. I've got to add self-care to my life because, and that's something else that I got to do. But if you keep it simple, as a simple systems of support, and you just sprinkle them, it's little things. So for example, this morning I woke up and I had my iPad and I was just kind of was listening to some rock and roll videos, Queen. I was getting into Queen. And the voice in my head was saying, well, you know, you should really get up. And then the other voice said, well, wait a minute. This is replenishment. This is okay. And once I gave myself the permission to do it, I just listened to three videos, and after that I was able to get up and do whatever it was I needed to do. So it's
wow.
So it's creating those systems of support, but it's also giving yourself permission to do them. And that's
right.
the thing, because that
and
takes away the guilt.
Well, it's, you know, it's so hard to give yourself permission when everyone else is pulling at your skirt tail. You got your kids, you got your job, you got, you know, the spouse, you got a disgruntled spouse, whatever that situation is. So, again, putting up the stop sign, and that's something that you've created. You've created the Unstoppable, Finding the Greatness Within. That is your online course. And I think that that's a great visual and a great segue into that program. Can you tell us where that is and where that's going to take the people that follow you there?
That is a pilot program that I'm creating right now, and I'm creating it with people who have interest in that topic. And so they are informing me, really, what it is that they want to see in a program like that. And it's really about discovering your passion and finding your sense of purpose and giving yourself the permission to actually do that. Some people think, well, that's kind of navel-gazing, that's ridiculous, I don't have time to do that. But if you're depressed, if you're going through a change, if you're going through a transition, if you're going through a midlife crisis, that is exactly what you need to be doing. Looking
if you're going
at
through
who
the menopause.
You are. Well, exactly, you know.
Yeah, really.
That's exactly what you need to be doing. You know, who are you? What? And it's not just about what work you want to do. Work is a part of it. It's about what is the footprint that you want to live on this earth. Because I think, and a lot of women suffer from depression and anxiety, and I think when you are depressed, you are really struggling with a crisis of spirit, a crisis of the soul. And that's where this course really allows you to take a look within and really examine what is it you really want, why do you really want that, what is stopping you from getting that, and how do you go about getting that? And what is, you know, and what's the first little, mini little baby step you need to do to start taking that? And so we look at fear, which is just false evidence appearing real, right?
Right.
And we look at that. And then we look at habits, and then we look at motivation. And we have discussions, and we workshop it online, and then we have exercises around that. And then I also provide coaching around that, and we also have a Facebook group where people can share and get support from each other and kick around thoughts and their ideas.
Right.
So it is
a
working program.
And it's so important to show up with the courage. You have to have courage. You know, like you said, false expectations appearing real. But once you realize that that fear is there, you can sit with it. It's okay, you know, because you have to identify and recognize what it is so you can go through that process to overcome it on the other side and talk through it. I want to talk to you a little bit
and
about talking.
And talk with it, because fear
exactly.
is just telling you, slow down, it's new, you know, be cautious. You know, that's all the fear is telling you. But fear is not, I think what happens is it becomes the predominant emotion. But it's, you know, if you think of it as a basket, it's fear is just one of the emotions in the basket. And you've just taken out that emotion and put it in front of your face. But if you were to kind of say, okay, fear is there, but what is another emotion that I can maybe take a look at? And it could be courage, like you said. It could be curiosity, like, you know. Oh, it could be, what's another fear? It could be
possibility. Be a challenge, you know.
Yeah,
and it could be an opportunity.
Or it could be learning, an opportunity. It could be excitement. You know,
absolutely.
So as long as we kind of look at the other emotions in there, then, you know, fear then begins to kind of turn down. It dims
right.
down.
And to quote Michelle Obama, she says that fear is an emotion long before it is a reality. So,
absolutely.
You know, people, it's an expectation, you know, you're second guessing yourself. I want to jump to a different skill set that you have, and that is public speaking. You have such a beautiful, exotic voice. I love your voice tone and inflection. And we both share Toastmasters International in common. I was the president of Toastmasters years ago for Precision Sound, my chapter that I established here in San Diego. And you are an accomplished Toastmaster. Speaking your truth and having a voice in any situation, be it in your professional career, your personal career, talking to your children, talking to yourself, we must be able to have that dialogue and to be able to speak clearly, with thought-provoking, engaging, with a little bit of humor. Tell me a little bit about your experience with Toastmaster, why you joined, and all of the wonderful things that you've learned there.
Oh, well, Toastmasters, as I'm so, what's the word? It's such a wonderful program.
I love it.
It has given me so much. Where I am today, you know, writing books, doing webinars, you know, creating courses has really been a direct result of me being in Toastmasters. And I've been a Toastmasters on and off for about well over 15 years. I mean, there are times when I go and it's like, oh, I don't want to be with these people anymore, oh, and I leave. And then a couple of years later, I might think, oh, there's something missing from my life. Oh, Toastmasters. So that's why it sounds like I've been in Toastmasters a long time, but it's been on and off, because sometimes life does get in the way. But when I started, my brain and my mouth did not work together. I had these wonderful thoughts, but I didn't know how to express them and how to express them clearly. And that's how I got into Toastmasters. And I went for the first session, and then I thought, oh, these crazy people. And I didn't go back for another 2 years. But then I did get back into it and found it to be a really wonderful program. And now what I do is I'm a volunteer with one of our correctional systems in where I live, and I participate in a weekly Toastmasters program that we actually take to the prison and work with the young men in the prison, and they actually run the program themselves, and we're just there to mentor and to guide them. And I just think, regardless of what skill you have, if you don't know how to present your thoughts, then you can only go so far with that skill.
Correct.
And I've seen some of these young men. They come into the prison and they're all cocky and they don't, you know, and you can see they're with the gangs with all the tattoos and so on and so forth. And they sit at the back and they're disruptive, and then they begin to get it. They begin to have to stand up and speak, and then they, you know, and the thing about Toastmasters, I'm really getting excited about it, is you can't fail, because we applaud everything.
And you can't, you know, you can't get lost in the shuffle, because you are going to have to stand up and present. My experience with Toastmaster was just absolutely phenomenal. I had saw an African-American woman when I worked at the gas and electric company here, and she just, it seemed like her tongue was velvet. And she spoke with such good diction, and she had poise. And I didn't hear those filler words. Every other word, or like the young people. Now, like what? All of those filler words, I didn't hear that. I heard just a flow of information. And when she stumbled, she took her time and took her, you know, stepped back and took a breath, and it was okay, and injected funny stories and to be a storyteller. So it is one of the greatest nonprofit organizations and a free service that is issued around the world to teach people how to be a public speaker and orator. I think it's great for the young and the old. So, again, we have that in common, and I think that that's really, really brilliant. And so that has helped you formulate your thoughts, your words, your online program, but also I'm sure that it encouraged you to be the founder of Empowered Solutions. Can you tell us about your business, Empowered Solutions?
Well, when I kind of came out of my terrible work situation, and when I reorganized my family life, I thought, well, what do I want to do? I've got these skills. I've got these talents. How do I want to show up in the world? And
right.
what do I want? Where do I want to make a difference? And I thought, you know, the one thing that I really want to tap into is the issue of empowerment. And where that comes from is that I think we have a narrative right now in the world of women as victims and men as predators. And I want to be a part of the – I want to change that narrative. I want to be a part of the process that helps to change that narrative. And
right.
the change really needs to be in terms – and it's not about women being more empowered than men. It's not anything like that. It's about women and men, because I've seen men who need to be empowered as well. It's about people finding their voice and standing in their own personal power and owning who they are and their right to be who they are as human beings. And that really is my mission and my purpose. And that's where Empowered Solutions came for me. And I had to work that through myself in terms of, finding my own values and finding in my own passion. I had to do all of the things that I'm teaching right now. I had to work through that myself. And I provide, what I do with Empowered Solutions is I provide stress-based elimination programs that really help clients to zero in on the stressors, what's impacting on their life, and help them to own that, take responsibility for that, and take
right.
them to begin to address that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So many people don't identify with that. That is the first step, is recognizing it and then owning it. You become the victim. Oh, it's not me. It's not my fault. It's you. They've done this. They've done that. There are going to be outside influences no matter what. But the first step, in my opinion, is to actually recognize who you are, what it is, take ownership, sit with it, nurture it, love it, and then develop and springboard onto the next level. As you said, creating systems of support, not singular, but many systems. So can you tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want more information on your online course or they want to get involved with Empowered Solutions there in Canada or anywhere in the world? I know you have an online presence.
Yes. So the first place, really, is I would encourage people to come over and visit my website. And the reason why I'm inviting you over there is because I have lots of little goodies over there that are
Ooh.
Complimentary and free. My coach says, Veronica, you're giving away too much free stuff. Yeah, but
it will turn out to be worth so much more because you're changing the paradigm. You're changing the thought process and the trajectory of people. So you're not giving away anything free. You're giving away love.
Okay, I will tell her that. But anyway,
tell her it's okay.
So come on over. When you have a coach, you know, you listen. If it makes sense, then it makes sense. But
right.
I invite people over to my website. It's www.empowered-solutions, and it's .ca because it's in Canada. So come on over. Visit the complimentary gifts and take whatever you want because it's there. And then you can check out my online course. I have one that I launched last year, and that's Imposter Syndrome, Your Kick-Ass Guide to Recovery.
Wow.
And you'll love that course. So you can check that out. You can check out my book. I have a book, How to Tame the Bully Inside Your Head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a very little small booklet, but it's packed full of really powerful information. And, so come on over. And, of course, you can also connect with me. I provide a free half-hour consultation, and you can just have a conversation with me. And, I'm not selling anything. You don't have to buy anything, but we can talk and, hear where you're at and I love to give resources and I love to share information with people. So, you know, you can just get on my schedule and book a half hour. I call it a power consultation. And I'd love to connect with people that way. So the basic place to really get a hold of me is come on over to the website, www.empowered-solutions.ca.
And don't forget, you have a wonderful Facebook presence, too. I had an opportunity to go in and view your last session that you had online that you were doing live. So there's a great way to connect with her, get an introduction, see her, touch her, feel her, and be able to create some systems of support. Veronica, I want to thank you so much for coming here and being with me and my brains on the edge. Couldn't ask for anything better this morning because I was feeling a little overwhelmed and challenged the other day. And now I've got some tools to put in my arsenal to really kind of step back, sit with it, and love it, and thrust forward. So I want to thank you for coming here on the edge with us. I really appreciate it.
And I want to thank you for inviting me. Take care.
All right.
Toodles.
Brains, go back, check out Veronica and me all over the planet, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I just got on that Spotify. Help me raise those numbers. I love you deeply and completely. Become a follower, okay? But you can't be a good leader until you learn how to follow. So thank you for following the edge, and you guys have a really great day. And again, thank you, Veronica, for all that you do. And come back to the edge. There's always a place for you, okay?
Bye for me. We'll do.
All right. Bye, brains.